the Labour Ministry to ensure that workers' rights are protected and that labour laws are fully enforced across all sectors. He stressed that compliance should extend to all employers, including foreign investors operating in the country. Mr. Mianda noted that while the country has recorded significant job creation in recent years, particularly in sectors such as mining and health, there is still a need to improve working conditions for many employees. Mr. Mianda said Zambians have a reason to celebrate Labour Day, citing the massive recruitment drive seen in key industries, but has also expressed concern that economic realities continue to weigh heavily on workers despite recent salary increments for civil servants. He observed that the rising cost of living has made it difficult for many households to afford basic needs, including 3 meals a day. He reiterated that addressing these challenges requires deliberate policy action and strong oversight to ensure fair wages and human working conditions for all employees.
Has a lot of work to do to ensure that they actually interact with all these private companies, but even public institutions, to ensure that our people, workers, are not harassed, they are not abused, and they are not actually overweight for just, the minimum salary that, they get at the end of the month. And we want to see to it that the same Minister of Labour should be sure that, our people's rights are protected, the labour laws are observed by all employers, including our foreign investors that have come into the country to job.
Meanwhile, President Hage Ndehijlema has commended workers both in the public and private sectors for their resilience, discipline and invaluable contribution to the nation's progress. Speaking in commemoration of the International Labour Day, which falls today, President Hijlema paid tribute to all the civil servants for their dedicated service to the nation. We further salute those who have transitioned from employment into entrepreneurship, as well as our small-scale farmers, small-scale miners, marketeers, artisans and our minibus, taxi and truck drivers whose diligence keeps Zambia moving, said President Hijlema in a statement issued to our CV News on the Saturday. Mr. Hijlema, however, says as the country advances towards a 24-hour economy, there is need for everyone to remain guided by innovation, patriotism, unity and hard work. The president urged every Zambian to uphold industrial harmony through constructive dialogue, mutual respect and the highest standards of safety across all workplaces for a stronger and more prosperous Zambia. Political analyst Ania Simotani has called on traditional leaders to refrain from engaging in partisan politics, warning that public endorsements risk undermining the integrity of their offices. Dr. Simotani's call follows the publicly reported endorsement of political party leaders by some traditional leaders. He says the constitution clearly guides chiefs to remain non-partisan and avoid aligning themselves with political parties. Speaking to our CV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Simotani emphasized that traditional leaders should not be seen supporting any political group, as doing so could cheapen their authority and unduly influence voters. Chiefs can have personal opinions, but these should not be expressed publicly, as that creates the impression that they belong to a particular political party, said Dr. Simotani. Dr. Simotani said the role of traditional leaders is to encourage citizens to exercise their democratic rights by choosing leaders freely rather than directing them on how to vote. Meanwhile, Dr. Simotani also urged church leaders to focus on providing moral guidance rather than engaging in political contestation. He further urged the clergy to serve as moral authorities in society, helping to uphold values and ensure that governments prioritize the welfare of vulnerable groups.
Chiefs are better advised to stay out of politics. That includes not making endorsements and not showing partisanship, because the constitution does not protect politics. So if they want to rise above partisanship, they should not be seen support one party or the other. Either support the opposition or support the other party. They shouldn't do it. When they do it, they cheapen their office. When they do it, they misleading the electorate. Because their job is to allow their citizens exercise their civic rights of making actually electing an individual of their choice.
National Democratic Congress NDC leader Saboi Mboila has called on opposition political parties to set aside personal ambitions and egos and unite under a newly formed alliance aimed at contesting the upcoming general elections. This follows the official launch of the swoop of the CF Orange Alliance, a coalition formed between Citizens First leader Harry Kalava and NDC. Speaking to RTV News and the Saka today, Ms. Mboila warned that failure by opposition parties to unite could worsen the challenges facing ordinary citizens. A lot of things are going wrong in the country, and if opposition parties don't come together, Zambians are going to suffer even beyond the August elections, said Ms. Mboila. Ms. Mboila emphasized that while the alliance already has a leader, no other positions have been allocated among member parties. We have not yet given out positions, only the flag bearer of the alliance, who is Mr. Harry Kalava, said Ms. Mboila. She added that discussions to bring more political players on board have been going on, but the parties first needed to establish a solid foundation.
You know, so the call to have other parties on board is definitely a loud call, because we need that. A lot of things are going wrong in this country, and if we don't come together, trust me, the Zambians are going to suffer even more beyond August. So it's up to us as the opposition right now to take away our personal ambitions, to take away our egos, you know. And also when I say taking away personal ambitions, it doesn't mean that people should not be ambitious, because all of us are ambitious. There's a kind of Zambia that we want to see. There are kind of positions that we may want to have after we form government and everything.
In African news, human rights organization Amnesty International on Thursday called on Nigerian authorities to investigate the reported death of 150 members of the Fulani ethnic group in a camp run by the country's military. The victims, most of them children, were among 1,500 Fulani people who had been arbitrarily detained at the army-run camp in Ikipata in the north-central state of Kwara for the past 3 months, Amnesty said in a report. The people were transported to the camp after fleeing escalating attacks by armed groups in Kwara. Amnesty also pointed out the responsibility of military operations in feeding violence and insecurity in the area. Coming up shortly, 6 injured in Washington State School stabbing. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Mekusen Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 6 people have been injured in a stabbing at a school in the U.S. state of Washington following an altercation, police said. 5 high school students and an adult security guard were taken to hospital on Thursday. Tacoma Fire Department confirmed, adding that all were in stable condition. Police said it detained the suspect, a student at Falls High School, who was also injured in the incident. The suspect was booked on 5 counts of first-degree assault, Shelby Boyd, a spokesperson for the Tacoma Police Department, said. That's the news today. Here is another look at the headlines. Governance expert Wesley Mienda has called on the Minister of Labour, Brenda Tambatamba, to strengthen engagement with both private and public institutions to safeguard workers from harassment, abuse and exploitation through low wages. Political analyst Niyosi Mutanyi has called on traditional leaders to refrain from engaging in partisan politics, warning that public endorsement risks undermining the integrity of their offices. And human human rights organization Amnesty International on Thursday called on Nigerian authorities to investigate the reported deaths of 150 members of the Fulani ethnic group in a camp run by the country's military. For more news,